Blog Talk Radio.
So everybody put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass.
I am a big man.
God is.
I am a big man.
He's my
welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, overcoming adversity after adversity, striving to be the people that God would have them to be. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine. It comes deep down in the heart of God's chosen people. We know we cannot tell the complete story of gospel music in a one-hour program or even in a melody of songs, but each week we come Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. to bring you the very best in the achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that we're on Facebook. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. And you'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program has a separate link. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back to the Facebook page, find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that link. It will take you directly to that program. So stay in touch with us through our Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We thank you, God, for those who are listening tonight, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded, that we continue to give your name the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night, but first, let's listen to this. There is a call-in number if you would like to call and speak to me directly in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You could call that number, you could speak to me directly in the studio. Our first feature tonight is Reverend James Moore, a noted gospel vocalist and recording artist that passed away in the prime of his career. Born in Detroit, Michigan on February 1, 1956, Reverend Moore absorbed the music emanating from the Motor City. Detroit gospel legend and entrepreneur Elmer Lewis Hendricks Putnam encouraged the young Moore to join the Church of God in Christ, where he studied the music techniques of Dr. Matty Moss Clark. Savoy Records released Moore's first recording, I Thank You, Master, in 1974, just months after the Gospel Music Workshop of America awarded him the Thurston Frazier Scholarship. Moore became a stalwart participant in the Gospel Music Workshop of America and credited the organization for supporting his music ministry. But despite recording albums with the likes of the Hawkins family and Daryl Coley, Moore did not break into the industry in a major way until 1988 with Malico's debut album, Live. This album hit the top 10 on Billboard Gospel album chart, and the album's cut, Bread of Heaven, and He Was There All the Time, earned him a Stella Award in 1989 for Best Solo Performance, Male Vocalist, Traditional. His first association with Malico also included joining Huey Williams and Reverend Milton Bigham, along with the Mississippi Mass Choir, on the hit album Live in Jackson, Mississippi. The album remained at the top of the Billboard Gospel Album chart for nearly a year and received 4 Stella Awards as well as Dove and Soul Train Award nominations. After charting albums in 1992, Live in Detroit, Moore covered such songs as I Stood on the Bank of Jordan and the classic hymn The Old Rugged Cross. The Mississippi Mass Choir reciprocated by joining him on his sophomore album for Malico, Live with the Mississippi Mass Choir. The album produced songs such as God Don't Need No Matches and garnered Moore another Stella Award for Best Video. The vocalist and choir repraised successful partnership in 1993 with an album called Live at Jackson State University, which garnered Moore the song Joy, and that album also hit the Billboard music charts in 1995. Moore's work was interrupted by serious illness, including kidney failure in 1994, that left him without sight and on dialysis and in a wheelchair. Nevertheless, Moore pressed on and appeared in gospel programs and continued to record. It Ain't Over Until God Says It's Over, Live in Pittsburgh, was recorded in 1997. His final recording, Family and Friends, Live in Detroit, took place in February of 1999 and was released in March of 2000. After years of battling illness, Moore died at the age of 44 on June 7, 2000 in Memphis, Tennessee. His memorial service took place in Detroit's historic Bailey Cathedral Church of God in Christ a week later. Malico released a memorial album, The Very Best of James Moore, the following year. Reverend James Moore has been a name that has been recognized throughout the gospel music industry for many years. And so tonight we're going to bring him, we're going to listen to a few of his songs. I Can Do All Things, recorded in 1987. The Jesus Paid It All. If God Can't Fix It, Nobody Can. And maybe one or two other selections by Reverend James Moore. So tonight here on Gospel Go, Reverend James Moore, great man of gospel, and you only hear it here on Gospel Go.
I can do all glad you watched it. Listen, listen.
The world knows.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our next feature is the Chicago Mass Choir. As a young teen, James C. Chambers became director of the radio choir and later organized the youth choir at the Haven of Rest Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago. Church, however, was not the only place where his gift was realized. In 1971, under the guidance of the music instructor of Chicago Vocational School, he crossed denomination barriers and organized the Ecclesiast Community Choir. This choir was nourished by James and the Lord for more than 20 years. An Ecclesiastes Community Choir flourished into one of the county's finest singing organizations. In 1988, James' greatest vision became reality when the Ecclesiastes Community Choir Music Workshop commenced at the Adult Continuing Education Department of Kennedy College. Its purpose was to enhance the performance and quality of music and administration of gospel music and to unite the city's choirs, community organizations, musicians, songwriters, and soloists. During that first workshop in 1988, James founded the Chicago Mass Choir. The gospel community responded positively. In 1991, Chicago Mass Choir was nominated in five categories for the Gospel Music Excellence Award and was named Best New Artist. In 1992, the Chicago Mass Choir recorded I Can't Go Back, which was a winner of that year's song. We're going to listen to a few songs from the Chicago Mass Choir, a great choir that has been singing for quite some time. Some of the songs you may recognize and some you may not. The purpose of Gospel Gold is to introduce to some and reintroduce to others the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. And so today, on Gospel Gold, the Chicago Mass Choir. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a cash app, Gospel Gold 22, $, then Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, and you can become a supporter of Gospel Gold at Gospel Gold 22 Cash App. We hope that you have enjoyed our program tonight. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We are on every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So until we see you next Monday, God bless you is our desire.
Oh,